Joe, are you wearing a Sacramento? What is that, Clemente?
Cemento Cruz Azul.
Soccer.
Soccer jersey. Back in the day. Welcome to the Darwin Awards podcast, everybody.
I'm looking to get a new hockey jersey.
What, Arizona's getting a team or something, right?
No, we are. Utah.
Is it Utah?
Yeah,
Utah. I heard that on the radio.
Arizona Coyotes are coming here. It's like we bought the Oakland A's or the Raiders.
Okay.
They're coming to Utah.
I'll watch a hockey game. That'd be cool.
I've seen a lot of prototypes. People want to call them the Yetis with like snow mountains and a big Yeti.
Can you put it in the Provo Ice Arena? That'd be really close to my house. That'd be great.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, big sports news this week. Speaking of deaths in the Darwin Awards podcast, we had a big death this week, guys. O.J. Simpson dies at 76 this week.
Yes, that's right. He was the, didn't
cancer.
He?
Cancer.
Yeah, that's how he died. Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that. I wish it was
He was the sponsor of the Ford Bronco. He made it popular, didn't he?
Did you see that Bronco is up for sale right now?
His Bronco?
Snap. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's up for sale right now for $1.5 million. You can buy it.
Does it come with like a glove in the back?
It's got a bloody glove.
Just like blood.
What's in the glove box? You look in there. I heard somebody, who did I hear say? Somebody wrote in and said something about like cancer finally won its fight with O.J. Simpson. That was pretty hilarious. Well, welcome to Darwin Awards podcast. Now, O.J. Simpson is in Darwin Award, but relative death, because we always
talk
about
they make a big deal about it, but like, There could be a random killer out there that killed like 10 people that nobody cares about, you know, that died, you know?
Yeah, but isn't OJ like one of the ones where allegedly everybody knows, right? And we're all just supposed to pretend? I don't know. I remember mom watching that trial day by day. Well, he's by court of law, not guilty. But we all just say it still.
I heard somebody say the Los Angeles police framed the guy who did it. That's exactly what happened. They tried to frame him. He was guilty anyway. And people were pissed that they tried to frame
him. It changed my life because as a kid coming home from school, grandma watching O.J. Simpson trial for a year and a half.
Yeah, mom watching O.J. Simpson
I knew
Simpson
more
trial.
Facts than I ever needed to know about O.J. Simpson.
I'll tell you, the first trial that I ever watched was Johnny Depp's. I watched that whole thing.
I remember, man. We were with you through it. Should we move on to the Darwin Awards?
Yeah, we can.
It's been two minutes. Time to move on.
We have things. Okay, you're still on that joke where I'm trying to push you guys? No.
No, it's not you, Ben. It's not you.
It's the listeners.
It's the listeners.
On YouTube.
It's not you, YouTube it's morons.
Well, and the YouTubers, again, I don't care about them.
People on YouTube got even stupider this week than they've ever been. Don't get me started. I don't want to talk about them. All right, let's move on. Episode 205. Last week, we brought you the man who jumped off a cruise ship. We had the woman who died, who fell out the door of a moving Airstream trailer. We had the man who died off when he fell off the hood of his wife's car. And we had the intoxicated man that died after ingesting ink for photocopies.
I have no clue who won this.
To the headline itself, no I don't clue. Remember who won, but ingesting ink for photocopies, that makes me laugh immediately.
How does it not get more votes? I don't know. The winner, believe it or not, was the man who jumped off the cruise ship in front of his family.
Yeah, I'll fix
the
this.
The suicide, really, is what it was. But good voting, patrons. You guys are...
Thank you. I bring
you're
the best
10 for 10
story.
On suicides. Good job.
I think I'm like 3 for 4 in the last few weeks, I feel like.
Well, you get to, of course, go first this week, Adam, so you have the pick.
No, I don't.
You're wrong.
Sorry, that's my cat feeder going off. It goes off at 9:30.
Now drink some water.
Who goes first?
Ben.
Oh, Ben gets to go first this week. Okay.
I went first last week.
Who out of the other two people?
Who could
here?
It possibly be? Bring us your best Darwin Award, Ben. Let's go.
It was a good week, though, for death. I mean, if that's a thing.
There were a lot. Okay, the devil got OJ. And these three people that we're about to bring you who are absolute morons. This is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You can't make promises that you can't keep, all right?
I'm telling you. These are good weeks. These stories are good.
Sure, I know. I know mine is.
One of these might make it to the top 10 end of year. Maybe.
I'm bringing it home this episode. We search all over the world. We even use VPNs to hide. So
we
Google
the dark
say,
web.
Are you sure you'll want to search here in Utah? But I'm bringing you a story out of Colorado that happened this week.
Hey, we need to credit somebody, by the way. Mel, and one of our many Australian listeners, she sent us two stories this week, and this is one of hers that she sent us.
Yeah, well, that would be cool if you could have done that after I told the story. Great, thank you. Okay, so Mel brings this story this week.
Well, no. Mel brought it early, but it's like plastered all over the internet.
Mel, that's true. This story, it was everywhere. This story is yours. You sent it to us, and I'm reading it for you.
Our
I'm
favorite Australian. Comedy here.
Our favorite Australian Mel.
Ben's getting a little booty tickled over here. Okay, go on, buddy. Let's go.
That's Mel, the weirdest thing you've ever said.
Is her real name Melbourne? Or is it Mel?
Stop acting all booty tickled. Let's go.
I don't like that. Whatever that is, don't
that
do
that
That
is not
again.
A word. Yeah. Do people say that in high school? You're acting so booty tickled right now.
I gotta start saying that, Ben.
Making me so shuffed.
It's all a right. little booty tickled.
Oh, goodness gracious. I am...
booty tickled.
My cheeks hurt from that. Not my booty cheeks. Booty cheeks. Just...
booty... let's get to the first story.
We got a 21-year-old skier. This is a high-risk stunt, is what the article says. I don't know. I think any stunt is a risk.
On
what
skis?
Makes it a yes. higher...
There could be a low-risk stunt.
What's like a lower stunt?
Jumping off of a bike off of a little ramp.
Yeah, a tiny ramp. Come on, Ben.
That's a little stunt. This is,
there's a difference
between for you, like
risk.
Maybe skipping two stairs. You going three stairs?
I do that on accident.
I do too.
Yeah, it's always an accident. All right, we got a 21-year-old skier doing a high-risk stunt in Colorado. This incident occurred last Tuesday.
At the solar eclipse. Wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing.
No, it wasn't. Come on.
Can you imagine?
No.
He's doing it during
the solar
eclipse.
Looking into the sun, doing the long jump, the Olympic long jump while staring at the sun.
Is that what he was doing? The long jump?
No, but he was doing a long jump, but it fell short. He tried to clear a highway.
He tried to jump over the cars on the highway, huh?
No. Are there cars on the highway?
There had to be. It's a highway.
Well, it doesn't mean it's busy.
It's got to be. I imagine it is. Why not? It's a busy highway.
I like
tons
it.
Of people.
He jumps over. That would be cool to see if you're driving down the road and the skier flying over your head.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
If he makes it.
The investigation revealed that the victim was attempting to perform a high-risk stunt by trying to clear the width of Highway 40. I don't know how big Highway 40 is. Do we have
that? Highway 40, that's the highway that goes through my town.
Your town is very small. So
my town goes right through Colorado.
It does, and it goes through Colorado, too.
So, yeah, he tried to jump over a highway. and it's not like a stunt where they block the highway, and it's recorded, I don't know, for advertising purposes. This dude just tried to jump over a highway.
He just said he could do it, and he tried doing it.
Yeah, and he had been wearing a helmet, so, I mean, that's good.
A helmet? Did they tell you how far across the highway was? Because I read three lanes and a shoulder.
Three lanes? Oh, like a... Oh, wow, that's...
Oh, hold on.
How long is it? How wide is a car lane? Like 4 feet? 5 feet?
Do you have a different article than I have?
No, I watched a video of this friends talking.
You have a video of this?
Yeah, but it's nothing entertaining. They just interviewed some of his friends. And his friends are like locals, and they were like, we have no idea what he was thinking. Nobody's ever jumped that before. No one's ever even thought about it. And one of the kids was on the side of the highway, and he's like, look at this. It's three lanes and a shoulder. There's no way he's getting across this.
Did he make it? How many lanes did he make it? Did he go two? Did he go three? Did he hit the tree? What did he do?
The incident impacted Highway 40 traffic in both directions.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Now we get everybody has to stop driving for a while.
Maybe he made it to the second lane, splattered into the third lane, and now it was...
I don't think he splattered anywhere.
I think he rolled and...
They
I
say
don't know.
That he reached a height of 40 feet in the air.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a good height.
How could you not clear it?
I think you aim for 50. It's Highway 40, so I'm thinking he's thinking 40.
Was the ramp too sloped and he just went up?
Yeah, maybe he just went. He came straight back down onto the.
I don't know. I mean, that's cool. I guess
Good for him.
Do you think that he's possibly got a GoPro on trying to...
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's recorded. It's got to have been recorded somewhere.
20-year-olds don't do anything. They don't drink a beer without recording it. They do everything. No,
I'm talking about that, that Red Bull competition is pretty serious. When you see the things that people are doing, if he would have landed like that pros, jump, though. It would have been in Red Bull. No, they're not. We can send videos in if you're in a GoPro. And if your video gets shown...
We should do that.
Yeah, you've got some... You've seen the stunts Joe's done throwing bras across the room? They're pretty impressive.
Landed right on my door. Right on
door. I don't.
Oh, that's the funniest.
He really has a talent.
I don't know if anybody has seen footage of us playing shuffleboard in an Airbnb, but it is
dangerous.
If we put a GoPro on that, that'd be great.
Adam and I used to send each other videos of taking our wife's bras and landing them on things across the room.
Like, yeah, hooking them on things. Yes.
Landing them really far shots on like the door handle or on like
the
ceiling fan.
Yeah, I did a good
one.
What did I do? It was like, I did it like, oh, I don't know. I leaned back in my recliner and threw it behind my back and it landed where the aprons were and hung on the rack. It was cool.
I wanted my favorite. I wanted to get a video of me leaning out the car and throwing it and landing it on a stop sign.
Yes. Like out the- we really gave up too early on that. We were ahead of our time.
Yeah, well, it's not too late.
The bra throwing challenge could still work.
Well, his friends described him as a daring skier. It's funny because they didn't want to say he was dumb, but they kind of admitted like, what the heck was this guy thinking?
He was really special.
I don't care your level of talent. If you're trying to jump over an active highway and whether or not, he didn't get hit by a car, but you're doing this as a human being. You understand the risks. You didn't land the jump. You did it for no... why would you do this?
Well, if you're getting paid like Evel Knievel, no problem.
Fair enough. He wasn't.
No, he was just the guy.
For internet clout.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
That's really all that matters. That's why we do this podcast, for internet clout. Yeah. That's why you have children. You can take pictures and send them to other people.
Eventually, we're going to bring up the wrong death and people will pick it and...
If he didn't do this, you know, we wouldn't have the occupations we have now of doing a podcast and getting paid for it, you know.
we make the big bucks.
It's a good thing he did this.
All right, Ben, you have a great story. That was story number one.
It's not my story, it's Mel's, and I think that...
Good story, Mel.
I think that everybody should vote for Mel.
Okay.
One of our listeners.
Maybe Mel should have sent a recording of herself telling the story.
Make sure you vote for this, Mel.
Might have been better.
And everybody you know.
All right. Here we go. I'm ready for story number two here. This one's coming out of Ohio. I thought it was California. It's Ohio, Joe. Sorry. Avon.
Dang it.
Avon, Ohio. An 18-year-old has died while playing a game of tag, they call it. I haven't seen the movie Tag, but I really want to see Tag. I heard it looks like.
Let's name all the different types of tag we know. We got freeze tag.
Play at one of my kids' school. I forgot what it's called. It's pretty crazy.
Regular tag.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Regular tag.
Smear.
Don't say that one.
I'm talking about.
Heyo.
We have a.
All right. Going back to this tag. This is actually. You guys are gonna love this one. It's actually. Not a game of tag. All the articles call it a game of tag, but no. What they were doing is what we used to do. They were shooting each other, assassination style, with squirt guns. As we call it.
I mean, senior assassination.
Senior assassination, yes.
Yes, this is exactly
my, what my is. Daughter was like, hey, Dad, is it okay if I skip school on senior skip day? I was like, I don't even think you should have told me.
Senior
skip day.
Just
do it.
You're breaking the rules.
Now the school knows
if you tell
about
people,
it.
Yeah,
you're not even. It, you're
it's
not even,
real.
It's stupid.
They plan it.
No.
Well, we know what senior assassination is because we played it when we were in high school.
I was so guilty because I died in the first like 2 hours.
Well, why don't you, Joe? Can you give us a brief 2-sentence summary of what
Hold
this
on,
is?
Ben so wants
you,
to tell us more
so,
about his.
Well,
senior
I want the listeners to know what this is first.
Yeah, Joe, give us a summary, and I'll tell you what happened to me.
Senior assassination. It is you split up into teams. Everybody pays money into a pot, and you do it your senior year, and then it's basically a a week-long squirt gun game, last man standing, or last team with the most people alive wins more or less. Wins the pot of money. So you, outside of school hours, it's an all-day-long squirt gun
and
game.
Outside
no
of work.
Holds barred.
I mean, can't get them at work.
Besides, you can't be at work. Church. They can't squirt you at work. And they can't
squirt you in your house either.
No, they can apparently be on your roof.
They were on my roof. They were on our roof when I was doing it.
Yeah, I remember that. So I remember my first time. I remember
2 hours.
Something about someone being on our roof, and I'm driving home day one with mom. Mom picked me up from school, and I stayed in the back of the car. I was like, can you please go look around the house? And she goes, stop. No one's here. I was like, please, can you just go in the backyard and look around? And she just walked in the door and shut the door. So I got out of the car, and then like a couple people jumped over our fence and shot me right away. Immediately, right away.
Hey, man. That's funny.
I was so disappointed in myself and in mom. I think that's when the disconnect happened.
You should have gone with dad. Dad, when people were on our roof, dad was like...
He was fast and furious, man. He was...
Yeah. No, dad was still probably working...
Dad pulled up onto the grass, and like he's like, get in, and I like jumped in. He like drove off. Like, he was awesome.
And they were like in our garbage cans waiting, too.
I remember attending... in the next few days, I was in a squad. I didn't have any squirt guns, but I could be like, I was calling people out. We were raiding someone else's house at, I don't know, 8 o'clock, and they had their mom with a hose just showering water everywhere.
It was protecting them, huh?
Come on. Yeah. Come on. That's the mom I needed right then, Kathleen.
It was,
need you then.
I think the very first one I was involved in, a guy came out of work. We had duct taped over his headlights. So when he got in his car to start his car, after, because you're fair game once you get in your car. He turned on his lights and it didn't work. So he got out of his car and sprayed him. Boom. Got a kill right off the bat.
That's genius. That was genius.
That's great.
That was fun. But the second time,
tell us how this goes.
Get back into your senior assassination day.
Okay. A man was driving home in his vehicle when an 18-year-old senior, probably, approached him in the car. At some point, shortly after the driver and the victim attempted to jump onto the running boards while being on his skateboard. So you have a guy in his car, guy coming up on the skateboard, trying to jump on this guy's running boards on his car.
The running boards, are those things that you can
step
stand
on to get in? Yes.
Okay, so he's trying to dismount his skateboard, get onto the running board so he can squirt this guy through the window.
I assume he's going slow enough to do this, right?
Or is he being... Back to the Future.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. But he had a squirt gun in hand. Both the driver and the victim were playing this game. With squirt guns. Police say that both the victim and the driver had been involved in a game tag of squirt guns. The driver continued to drive forward, and the victim fell backwards off the vehicle, hit his head on the roadway, when he fell off the running boards as the guy drove away. Now, this would probably be me doing this.
Yeah,
someone with a squirt gun coming at me, I would speed off. I wouldn't care what happened to them.
It's funny and it's dumb, and you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
This is great.
It could have happened to any one of us while we were playing that.
Very
game,
daring,
sure.
though, to do that. I mean, trying to jump on the running boards and shoot them in the window. That's pretty clever. I mean, I give him props for that. That's an impressive type of kill shot there. I remember the second day I played, me and my friend were waiting outside of a girl's house. We waited for 3 hours to find out she was staying the night somewhere else.
Stalker. Stalker.
Like, we had to wait until school started. I was there from 6 a.m. to like 9, and like, dang it, they're not even here.
I hated Senior Assassination Ben during sign dancing time, because... kids were just going everywhere, squirting anybody they wanted to. And I was just a guy dancing with my Little Caesars sign. And it gets squirted like 5 times from randos driving by.
It's hot. I don't care. Go ahead.
I'm not even playing.
But you wanted to. You were jealous. Right?
Yeah. I think we should bring it back between the three of us.
What I have heard is California is making a big push to force schools to get rid of this game, because somebody died because they got shot by someone with a real gun who thought they were coming at them with a real gun. Because the kids are painting their guns all black and they look like real guns.
That should not be allowed.
We didn't paint our games guns black. No. They were just super soakers, you know.
Did you guys allow water balloons?
Yes,
water balloons. Anything allowed. Water.
Yes, anything water. Bucket of water would work. I had Jared, what's his name? You remember that guy Jared lived behind us?
McMullen.
Yep. He's a pitcher at the high school.
They were, Jordan Grant?
I remember they're hitting our car with those. They were throwing water balloons so hard. They're going to break our windows. We couldn't get away. It was so bad. Okay. Yeah, water balloons. Mm. Anyways, there we go.
So we have a skier death who tried to do a 40-foot jump. We have a senior assassination kid who jumped on the running boards of a moving car that clearly was going to speed off super fast, and he fell probably at a very high rate of speed and hit his head and died. I don't know if I can beat those stories, guys. I don't know.
Oh, wow. We'll see. Look at you. Look at you.
Hey, do you know if the skier hit his head and died?
I'm pretty sure he hit everything. 40 feet? No, he just landed on his butt.
Mel, that was a great story. You're awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Darwin Awards Project is telling the true CIA stories of people dying in the strangest ways. Don't let the corporate elite tell you otherwise. From electrocutions in India to snake bites on the moon, join the Patreon for $5 a month and we'll send you Hillary's emails.
So we let's read a review, guys. This is a new review from a guy who... Adam, you sent somebody another gift in the mail this week,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I sent Ethan one. Sorry, it's a little late, Ethan. So it's on its way. It'll be there. Right. By the time you listen to this podcast, possibly.
What was the last one? I believe they sent us an image of it or a review. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, thanks for the a bunch of... I can't remember what you sent them.
I can't remember either.
I can't remember what I sent them either. But a
thing. You won't remember. It's not rememberable.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we will read it. And for right, we're trying to up our reviews a little bit. Review game. So if you do it, we'll read it. And if it's good, we'll send you a gift. But you have to send us your address. At thedarwinawardspodcast@gmail.com. This is from a guy named Ferd Nation. Ferd Nation left 5 stars and it's entitled Three Cookies, like three cookie emojis. Like, that's what's on there. He says, these guys so funny make me laugh so hard. Where are these guys from, Utah? Please send cheap Amazon toy my house. I like fry wonton. that's what he said. It's so weird, but...
Sounds like some disgruntled...
No, someone's trolling. Trolling, and that's fine.
Sounds like some disgruntled UPS driver. Yep.
5 stars, we'll send you something. Troll us if you want. I don't care, I guess. I want to hear more about these YouTube things, but maybe
they trolled too hard. I deleted them. Patreon. They're morons. YouTube guys...
You keep deleting things.
I deleted them, yeah. I'm not going to just have intensely negative all comments on an episode of the podcast. It's annoying.
Keep doing it.
It was... No, it's not even... Here's the thing. They're not even trolling on purpose. They actually think they're
just
smart.
Idiots.
They're just morons. Yeah.
Oh, my minions. They're keep doing your thing. Keep sending negative comments to Joe so he gets triggered.
They're triggered. But they weren't...
Well, we have our own Discord.
They're not trying to trigger me. They think they're smart.
Well, you're triggered. I've been making money on this podcast on my own Discord for years, and you guys don't even know about it.
You're paying people under the table for review.
I'm going to do my story now. Okay, this story is out of Spain, and it's out of near a place called Tarragona. Tarragona is a very popular place, well known to tourists.
Of the bulls.
Yeah, I believe that's actually where they do the corrido, the Encierro de Toros.
I say that every time you say Spain. So
Encierro de Toros, yeah.
Wait, Adam, can you say that same thing that Joe just said?
Encierro de Toros.
There you go, he's got it. They also do, I think they do the Castelles there, which is where you like the human towers that they grow really high. Anyway, this is called the Pilgrimage of Magdalena. Where they just love to party in Spain. And this
is that lady.
You mean like drink and Mary stand in the streets? What do you mean?
Mary Magdalene? Is that what this is?
I can name like 20 crazy festivals in Spain that are not just drinking.
They have I have like 5 or 6 stories for the Patreon that are to different saints for every week.
They usually have to do with saints. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have the tomato throwing festival. They have the castles where the human towers.
That's hey, here cool. we have the chalk throwing.
We have plenty of things. Plenty of things. Florida Man contest.
This one is where they on this pilgrimage, they allow tourists to come up and ring the bells. They have a day of like bell ringing at this church where they have these giant
Hunchback of Notre Dame, Notre
giant Dame bells. What? What? Yes, like that.
I mean, what size bells are we talking? They ring in like a bell ringing festival, half or
the, like a quarter of the size of the Liberty.
Okay, so like
bell.
A giant bell. Liberty giant bells.
They're quite big. Here, actually, I have a video of someone ringing the bells on this day. Okay, let me fast forward a little bit. You have to climb up to this big tower. So he spends a lot of time walking up.
Way bigger than what I saw.
Yeah. Let me show you. Let's fast forward to actually the actual bells. So you can see the bells here. These way high up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Big old bells, right?
That's cool.
He's going to start pushing it. They start pushing it, right?
Oh,
these guys
wow.
start pushing the bell, cool, like, just yeah. like this.
That's a big bell.
And they let just random tourists come in on this day. Anybody who's around, travels to the city, they can climb to the top of this tower, and they can ring these
that
giant bells.
Really
that ring all day?
Yeah, that's Mexico, right?
No, this is Wait. Spain. This is Spain.
Somebody going to fall out of the tower? Oh my gosh, that bell's going to flip over. Are they going to fall out of the tower?
No, they're not. This is actually not a video of anybody dying or getting hurt. This is just a video of someone
doing
it.
Sure, but can that be like a
oh, they did go all the way around.
Oh,
yeah.
This
bell will literally spin 360, and it's giant.
That looks dangerous right now.
Wearing yeah. Adidas in this video.
Watch how fast they get this bell going. Like, look at this thing.
Oh, my gosh. That thing's so fast.
How many pounds do you think that weighs? Like a ton?
Oh, gosh, easy.
No, more than a ton. More than a ton.
I'm afraid the thing would fly off the
handle.
Because
there's counterweights on the other side.
Okay, so someone got hit by this bell.
Here's the story. A man dies from the impact of a bell at the Pinel de Brai festivities. A 30-year-old young man died early this Saturday after being hit on the head by a bell during the pilgrimage.
There's imagine, no puns about him getting his bell
imagine
rung.
Imagine the old Taco Bell. That big one.
Should they write like, an article?
Yeah, you're right, man. His bell got rung. Let's see. People tried to revive him, but they couldn't. They weren't able to save him. According to the first information, the young man climbed the bell tower to help ring the bell and received a strong impact on the head. And now that you've seen those bells, can you imagine getting hit with one of those things? Holy cow.
That knock you out.
That sucks.
In fact, on this video that I just showed you, there's some comments here. Here we go. How did this kill... This is one comment from one day ago.
It's in Spanish, so I can't read it.
It says, how did the bell kill the guy at the church recently in this festival? And the guy was like, he was in there ringing it, and it left him unconscious when it hit him in the head, and he died. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's the one thing that this article, which is a local one, has that nobody else had, because this story had been spread around everywhere. Here's one thing that the local people said that nobody knew. Okay, on the local media has reported that several people had recommended that he go down from the tower before the incident occurred because he had drunk too much.
Oh, no! I didn't realize that the drinking was involved, which is always a, like, it's like a one-up.
It would
it's
be like, very when, loud. Wouldn't it be there, it, like, next to that bell? Wouldn't it, like, hurt your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, definitely. It'd be super loud inside there. Yeah. Hmm. Here's the annoying part. The events planned for the Saturday where they had all these people coming canceled
just
because of this
like
drunk
the
moron.
Skier. Just like the skier. The traffic was stopped. People can't go anywhere.
They're annoying, these dumb people, aren't they? Mm. They ruin it for everybody.
I mean, stop.
Well, they don't cancel cruise ships. They just keep cruising on with some guys.
You can't.
They don't care. Move on.
How would they cancel? Okay, we're going to chopper you
we're
guys all out of here.
We're turning much, around. We're going
well,
home.
That's much more money. They're making money. I'm sure that they pay, I don't know how many dollars to go ring the bell.
They don't cancel the running of the bulls when somebody dies. It happens like every year.
I think you can do that for free. I don't think you pay to run away from the bulls.
Everyone pays to watch people get hit by the bulls.
No. Well, yeah, maybe. Is there an Airbnb where we could go watch that out of
Guaranteed.
Balcony?
Guaranteed. I'd love to do that. I'd go to run in it. I'd go in there. Wouldn't you guys go down in the running of the bulls?
Nope. No.
What? No. You, no, I would not.
You want to go run with the bulls?
I have a family, you know?
We've mocked these people for years.
People that care
about us. I'd like to watch them do this.
Let me tell you a secret, Ben. Let me tell you a secret.
Host of the Darwin Awards podcast dies.
at the end of the race, it's like a mile. You stay at the end until the bulls are really tired, and you just kind of run in, and like, it's like 10 feet.
You go do that.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're talking about like a wuss.
Ben already doesn't like large animals.
No, I don't. Okay. You said miles, and I was like, I'm not interested anymore. I just like to watch people. I'm considering making tiny houses, if allowed, somewhere near the Grand Canyon, where you can watch idiots just walk up to the edge and take pictures.
They don't allow that.
It'd be too hot. Great.
All right. These were great stories. Everyone died by getting hit in the head. I like it, I assume. Getting hit in the head. Let's move on to the lightning round. Anyone who's new to this podcast, we all present a story, and now we move on the lightning round where we each present a teaser of a story, and then we vote on the one we'd like to hear. Josiah went first, so he can tell us his teaser.
My teaser
incorrect.
Is make sure...
Incorrect. Josiah went last.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I went last. Yeah.
My teaser is make sure don't slip on the train tracks.
Okay.
Okay.
Running away from the train.
Don't slip anywhere. I mean,
yeah. Don't slip in general.
Try not to slip. How old is this person?
Man, I'm
Joe?
Just leaving a teaser. You dummy.
All right,
let's hear
mine.
Your
mine.
Teaser. Freaking tell
no,
me your
I'm next.
Teaser. Let's
I'm
see.
Next.
Okay,
I'm
I can't
next.
Wait to hear Ben. I'm going to troll him.
Oh, he's better start thinking. Mine has to do with a dare and friends. So I was like a bet. It is actually a bet. So.
Okay, but dares are good. We can all agree that we do like dares. People who accept dangerous dares are really dumb, and they're perfect for this podcast.
I agree. I'll read you half of the headline here. Man dies after touching another man's buttocks.
Well, that's pretty interesting, I can't troll that. Okay, that's... I have a feeling. I think I saw the story, and I think it's murder. So I don't think
it's
I want to.
Probably
this
shot
myself.
With a gun, probably.
Yeah. This is more of a actually. No, bring that I'll to take the myself out of the running here. I want to save this story for the Patreon.
That's all right. Hilarious.
So I'll vote between your two stories because it's stupid.
I'm gonna vote for the dare. I'll always vote for something else over a train.
I'm gonna vote for dare too because I think I read Joe's story.
So. Okay, well, I hadn't read a slipping by the train story, but I have, I don't know, 7 tabs of train stories open, so I'd like to hear the dare.
I'll tell you, mine was just simple. It was a guy who was trying to outrun the train to get across, but he fell at the wrong time and got his body cut.
Well,
in
did you see the BMXer who's 40-year-old woman in Modesto that didn't beat the train?
Oh, I did not. On the bike? She's on a bike, huh?
It says she's a BMXer.
Know what that means.
So you'd be okay. Riding BMX a bike. regular mountain bike and a BMXer.
No, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this one comes out of Pakistan. No, you have to say it like that. You just have to. Right. This man was 27 years old, and he was out with his friends drinking. Now, this is a different type of drinking. They bet him 50,000 rupees.
Rupees.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That's about $8.50.
I thought at least 12.
I'll look it up. You keep going.
Okay. They bet him that he could not drink one full liter of diesel gasoline. But they bet him.
Oh, what?
Well, he proved them wrong because he did. He drank the entire liter of diesel and he got all 50,000 rupees from him.
If I offered you 50,000 US dollars to drink 2 cups of gasoline,
I wouldn't even drink a tablespoon. Don't even.
That's 600 US dollars.
Okay, so
that's pretty decent. So pretty decent.
Not a small amount of money.
Not for a
leader who was going to die.
But again, well, I don't know. I mean, how broke are you?
With these stupid bets. Okay, anyway, so he won the prize, but his condition worsened. Immediately, he was shifted to a hospital where he died. He couldn't survive. The people who make these types of bets, are they like what are their outcome? They win, he dies. Is that the outcome? Like,
I'm pretty sure is documented, they will be prosecuted.
Yeah, they're sadists.
Especially they're in India. Their family's going to...
They're no worse than the bum fights people. Remember the bum fights guy? He used to pay bums to fight each other. This is how depraved any of those people are. They're bad people.
But they were your friends. Have you ever had your friends dare you to do something that you knew was dumb and you did it?
Drinking that much diesel?
A liter of diesel? No.
Come on, dude.
Those
aren't your friends.
Especially if they have $600 to give you. You're not their friend.
They know they're getting that money back.
You were someone they're making fun of.
Because you'll die, and then they'll take your money. Well, it doesn't even matter.
You're someone they're making fun of.
Oh, it's a bet. Well, it was a bet. That means they could have won money, but he loses either way. Anyways.
He loses either way. Now he has the money to pay for the health care that he's going to need.
And they don't have to hang around him anymore.
We are rid of him.
Wow.
Okay. Great stories this week.
Recap.
Story number one. Who went first? I can't remember.
Ben
brought us a skier out of Colorado who tried to jump over a 3-lane highway plus a shoulder 40 feet long. And he crashed and died, predictably. Story number two was a senior doing senior assassination. Not a senior citizen, but a senior in high school. But he's 18, so it counts for us. Who fell off of a car, running board. And he's trying to squirt a guy through the window with a squirt gun. And he hit his head and died. Story number three... Was a story out of Spain.
His bell rung.
Got his bell rung.
That's right.
Got his bell rung. And story number four, which Adam literally just told it, is a guy who drank a liter of diesel. He succeeded and won the bet, but died. And
do they have different level of, when you pull up premium to a gas station, do they have unleaded, leaded, premium?
I'm sure they must have a couple different ones. Diesel for sure.
I think they just have there's diesel. Different levels. There's different levels.
I think it's just diesel.
No, they have so many scooters there. They must have
diesel
premium.
And whatever else is in this pump.
Water.
There's a diesel number two. There's some sort of high def diesel. There's unhinged diesel or unplugged.
Corn,
which is really
corn diesel.
I think people still listen to this podcast and don't know that...
We're sarcastic half the time.
When I used to fill up on 80 gallons worth of diesel for the freaking motorhome, every time I just felt this pain in my chest. Holy crap, 80 gallons.
That's a year's worth of mortgage.
You're paying your mortgage every time you fill up.
Every time we filled up, I was like, oh my
gosh. Guys just gather around the pump and just watch? Look at it
was so much that they wouldn't let you do it in one. I had to do it in three different shots. You'd have to fill as much as you could, then it would cut you off, say, the bank's not giving you any more, in one transaction. I did three transactions.
All right. I believe I get the vote first. Yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Joe, I'm taking your story. We've got a skier. Dumb decision. Young and dumb. Adam... Yours, young and dumb. Joe, yours, old, drunk, and dumb. I like yours.
Okay, so you're voting for the bell ringing.
Bell ringer, yep.
Okay.
This is actually a tough decision this time around. Not that it really matters, because our votes don't count any way, but...
Mel's story is the best, by the way. I hope everybody votes.
I'm not
going to
vote for the senior assassination because, it's dumb, but I would have done the same thing possibly. I don't know. At least I would have driven away fast. I would think I will go with the skier, actually.
Wow.
That's way too much land to clear.
You're right.
It's
the right decision.
It is a good story.
It is the best story from Australia.
In Australia, they've never even seen snow before. They have no clue what this guy's doing.
Assuming that she's never been out of the country? She can't.
What is skiing?
What is this?
He's jumping with sticks.
This is culturally insensitive, but
I don't know, guys.
On one hand, the skier was not drunk, so he's clear-headed making a dumb decision that all his friends were like, seriously, this guy did this? On the other hand, getting hit by a giant bell, we saw the bell, and so it's we know how stupid it is.
Imagine climbing those steps drunk and you're like, I'm going to swing this bell now. There's no reason in your life you need to do this, and you swing a big bell and it hits you and you
die. I would do it, I would do it.
And then
bell.
If you died,
I wouldn't get hit by it.
I wouldn't swing it the way they were swinging it, but
I'm going to have to go with the jumping skier. I'm going to go with the jumping skier.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think that's probably the dumbest, clear-headed, dumb thing.
I think our patrons are going to do the bell story.
We'll see. Congratulations, dumb skier. Well done. You, Highway 40. Kids close to home. That could happen to me, guys.
I bet there's flowers there right now. On the side of the...
Probably.
Or old snowboards.
I'll let you know this. On my research of the bell story, that's not the first person this has happened to.
Oh, yeah.
I met another guy like 10 years ago.
It's even better.
Well, those of you who are patrons or paying members of the podcast, you just keep listening. You'll hear the bonus material.
I have something. You guys search the internet as much as I do. Did you see something that went awry on the newscast about the solar eclipse at all?
Yep. Sure.
You all did, didn't you?
It dropped in like a bell.
That was so disgusting. That was unbelievably
Did you
disgusting.
See how? Did you read how it happened?
Amazing. It was amazing.
I'm assuming someone sent in a video and they just... Yes. The person who edited it didn't watch the whole video.
Didn't even watch it. They didn't even watch it.
And they aired it on their podcast. Should we tell the audience what it is? No. We're going to tease.
No.
This is horrible. Listen to the Patreon if you want to know.
It's actually pretty great. And I support it. If I wanted to quit my job, I would do that same thing.
I'll give you a hint. It wasn't an eclipse of the sun.
Or the
heart. It wasn't a solar eclipse.
It looked just like it.
It was a lunar. I don't know if that joke makes any sense, but...
So there's Sierra Leone, which is a country in Africa. They're having a problem with people digging up graves to make a drug out of human bones. So I'm going to bring a story about that one.
What do you guys want to talk about? I got a lot of weird tabs open.
Bring us something interesting, Ben. Tell us something.
Well,
titillate us. Tickle our booties. Those booty tickle us a little bit. Tell us.
Stop it! Let me go through my headlines. Jeez.